Welcome to the Core Women Podcast, the place for women entrepreneurs, authors, and self-starters looking to build community and gain valuable insights through expert interviews with women at the top of their game. Join your host, podcaster, producer, expert coach, entrepreneur, and author, Dr. Summer Watson, as she aims to inspire and empower you through these candid conversations. Lean in and embrace the journey. It's time to start the show. Here's your host, Dr. Summer Watson.
Today on the show, I would like to welcome Michelle Molitor, who is a trailblazer in personal transformation. She is also a master coach, hypnotherapist, speaker, and author of the co-authored best-selling book, Breakthrough Healing. Her mission as CEO of Nectar Consulting, Inc. is to empower busy professionals to conquer anxiety, self-doubt, and toxic stress, paving the way for fulfilling lives and careers. We really have a ton to talk about today. So let's jump right into this, Michelle, and welcome.
Oh gosh, thanks so much, Summer, for having me. It's a delight to be here with you today.
Before we take a deep dive into your background, your professional background, that is, if you could describe your journey in one word, what would that word be and why?
My new favorite word is flossom.
Flossom. Okay. Tell us more.
It's flawed and awesome all at the same time, as we all are perfectly flossom.
That's brilliant. I love it. Oh my gosh. We absolutely are. And if we can embrace that and move with that, that would be amazing. And I think that's why we're here. How can we be flossom? How can we do this? So let's talk about personal transformation. What are some of the foundational aspects of how you support your clients to learn the skills to develop and grow in their personal development, their insight of themselves and their personal growth?
Oh, gosh. Well, I've spent the last 23 years, Summer, studying this deeply. Because of my own personal transformation, I got bullied out of my former career as a creative director in web development, and it led me to coaching and then to hypnotherapy. And so it's the combination of coaching and hypnotherapy that I bring to my clients to help them both work through things at a conscious level and a subconscious level to get at the root causes of the bugs, the blocks, the disempowering beliefs that they're holding in their nervous system, to release them, to remove them, and then literally rewire their mind, their heart, their spirit with new empowering beliefs, new habits, new strategies for success that helps them make these quantum leaps in a really powerful way.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I'm going to take it a step back here, because that is such an interesting combination of modalities that you're using. You're coaching and you're doing the hypnotherapy. So you're dealing with the conscious and then also the subconscious. Give us a glimpse of how you do that, because a lot of times we don't have that option. We have a coach and then we have a hypnotherapist, but you're bringing that together. How fascinating, how wonderful that you have this experience, this wisdom, this expertise to blend those modalities. So tell us more.
Yeah. In some of my networking circles, I've been called a magic unicorn.
Seriously. Yeah, absolutely.
The depth and breadth of the experience that I bring and the modalities that I bring together. So it's coaching, it's neuro-linguistic programming, it's hypnotherapy, it's cognitive behavioral therapy, it's somatic therapy, it's Reiki, all rolled up into this very customized experience for each of my clients. And that applies whether I'm working in groups or if I'm working one-to-one with someone, to really help them find their true selves, to get at the root causes of the blinders that have been preventing them from seeing the full expanse of what's possible for them in their lives. We've all had moments in life where our dignity has been violated. When someone devalued us, they made us feel small, they made us feel less than, they cast us aside. And that can be big T trauma or little T trauma, right? And what I found through my research is every time one of those big or small dignity violations happens, we create more barriers to connection with others. We start to put on those blinders as a trauma response to stay safe, right? Our amygdala, our safety response system, I like to call her Amy. Amy loves you. Amy wants to keep you safe, right? It's your fight, flight, or freeze.
I don't think I've ever heard the amygdala called Amy. That's
I
great.
know. One of
Oh
my
my
clients
God.
Named her that. I was like, oh, I'm so using that. Thank you, BJ. And so those reactions to staying safe, to make sure that I belong, to make sure that I'm included, to make sure that I feel loved, that I feel safe, whatever those are, starting at a very, very young age, those then become the mental maps for how we move through the world to stay safe, because Amy takes copious notes, right? And she's always trying to protect you. And so it's in those moments in adulthood where we wake up one day and we go, I don't think that really works for me anymore. Whatever that belief is, fill in the blank. And we start to consciously try to find a different way to respond versus that knee-jerk reaction, which is Amy at work, right?
Yeah.
So pausing, taking that breath and learning how to consciously process and respond in a more effective way to old stimuli based on traumatic experiences in our past.
I love the whole idea of the process here, because there is a significant difference. And people say, always say, you know, the way you want to react. Well, reaction is distinctly different than responding. Yes. And to me, a response is, as you said, taking that space, taking that breath where your physiology changes, where you are resetting the brain map, you are resetting the conditioning, and you are also looking at the goal you want to achieve at the end of the decision that you've made because of the response, not the reaction, because the reaction won't necessarily get you to the end goal that you want. It may get you into some trouble.
Right.
The beauty here is you're tapping into both the conscious and the subconscious, where you're bringing that together to really help somebody become healthy and successful.
Yes. And right. And so through this work, working at a subconscious level, it allows us literally to give Amy new operating instructions. She's been operating off the same set of instructions and programming since however old you are. And so now we're able to come in and go, thanks, Amy. I appreciate that. And these are the new rules. And so part of what comes out of each hypnotherapy session is a customized recording summer. Think of it as a gentle cascade of words flowing across your subconscious mind with really relaxing binaural music. And you listen to that recording every night as you drift off to sleep. And the repetition of listening to that recording of you are enough, I believe in you, you're amazing, you are lovable, whatever those words need to be for each individual, the repetition of that is what builds the new neural pathways in your brain, overriding the old Amy programming and layering in new programming, so that over a matter of days or weeks instead of months or years, you're able to go, oh, well, of course I'm enough. Of course I'm lovable. Why did I ever think that, right? It literally disappears the old stuff as the old synaptic connections break away and fall apart, as the new ones lock into place. And so it's a series of things that we're doing together, followed by coaching to then look at the changes that are occurring, to recognize the small, medium, and large shifts that are happening. Sometimes they're very subtle. And I see them clearly, but the clients don't recognize them. I'm like, hey, could you do that 2 weeks ago? And they'd be like, oh, wait, no, I couldn't do that before. Whatever those things were, it's about creating powerful shifts at this deeper level, but then also putting new goals and strategies for success into place, whether that be personally or professionally, in your relationships, in your career, in your business, doesn't matter. It's just about taking off those fear blinders so you can start to see all of the myriad of possibilities that are actually and has always been available to you, but you just couldn't recognize them.
Yeah, and that is so critical. How do we begin to recognize? And it's through these different modalities and these different practices and approaches that you take responsibility for to do that are going to make a huge difference. It might start out small, but in the end, you're going to see a huge impact. I call it brain mapping. If we want to change our brain mapping, we've got to change things to change that, right? We've got to influence that somehow. And so how do we influence it? And I love your technique. I love what you offer here because there is a technique and an approach and modalities that actually help people that are rooted in science, rooted in process. Thank you for telling us about that. Let's focus now on your mission as CEO of Nectar Consulting, Inc., which is to empower busy professionals to conquer anxiety, self-doubt, and toxic stress, paving the way for fulfilling lives and careers. So as you developed this mission and focus for your business, were you seeing and or experiencing increased angst, self-doubt, and toxic stress in the workplace amongst your peers? Or tell us more, how were you recognizing that this was the situation?
Well, coming from my own experience, granted it was 20 something years ago now, I was in high tech and I got bullied out of my job. And it created a whole host of anxiety, toxic emotional residue that was left in my system for years. It created a massive case of imposter syndrome. It put my perfectionism into overdrive, all trying to make sure that I was enough. And I found through my journey that our greatest source of pain is often our greatest source of passion and purpose in the world. So when we can take that painful incident and turn it around back as a gift to give to others, that's where that true alignment comes from. As I've gone through my coaching career, you know, I've done this kind of coaching and that kind of coaching, and everything was a little kind of out of alignment. And it wasn't until I identified my own deep case of imposter syndrome, I was like, oh, that's the place I need to be looking. And so that's where everything has come really into alignment for me, because imposter syndrome is a trauma response to the things we've been talking about when your dignity is violated. And so think of that as kind of the surface level, but underneath that is lack of confidence, a lack of self-worth, of self-value, where self-doubt becomes overwhelming and overpowering and gets in the way of you having a successful life. And that was me for a long time. I remember working as a consultant, even as a coach, and I was working on a project with a team, and some things happened and it triggered an overwhelming trauma response. I had a panic attack and it threw me back 15 years. I was like, oh, wow. Okay. I thought I had handled that, but apparently there's still more to go, because trauma leaves a mark on our nervous system. And so this work is a really powerful way to peel away those layers and release the trauma so that you can be more calm and confident in who you are and the gifts you have to offer.
Well, that is fantastic, because it does leave a mark, number one, but the more that we practice these new approaches, when we are triggered, it isn't quite as bad. It isn't quite as negatively impactful. This is what I really appreciate about your approach, taking it from the conscious to the subconscious. And as we take responsibility of applying these approaches, it really minimizes the impact that it could potentially have in regards to triggering that trauma.
Yes, absolutely. It's like dialing down the trauma response, one click of the dial at a time, sometimes two clicks, sometimes three clicks, right? So that when those triggers do happen again, you might go, oh, but then wait, okay, breathe. And you know how to respond instead of the knee-jerk reaction that used to happen.
Absolutely. Because as you were talking about, you know, these are trauma responses, and they are. But what happens too is it affects the ego, and the ego then says, oh my gosh, you're threatening me. You're threatening me in some way. And I feel overwhelmed by this. So how am I going to go and protect myself? That may come off as aloof. That might come off as snarky. That might come off as just blocking everybody and pushing people away, because we've become triggered and this has impacted the ego. Now, what do you do? Well, you go see Michelle.
Exactly. Exactly. And remove, as I like to say, you got to remove that old junk out of your trunk. You don't need
to carry it
down anymore. It's weighing you down, sister.
That is right. Thank you so much. I just absolutely can identify and understand your approach. So thank you for offering that and your process as well. So tell us a little bit about your co-authored book, Breakthrough Healing.
That book I co-authored with a group of other natural types of healing modalities, folks who work with and utilize different healing modalities. I did that, I guess it was back in 2018.
Oh, okay.
And in it, I'm really talking about how I've combined coaching and hypnotherapy together and the power of it. I call it rapid rewiring. So because you're rapidly rewiring the neural pathways in your brain. And my new book that I'm co-authoring that's going to be published very soon is called I Am Perfectly Flossom, How Embracing Imperfection Makes Us Better. And it's all about overcoming perfectionism, and it's chock full of research and the science aspects of it and our own research with my co-author, Tom Collins. So I love research. I love writing, and I'm excited to bring this out into the world very, very soon.
Oh, how exciting. Congratulations. Well, please let us know. Please let me know here at Core Women, and we can also welcome you back and talk about your new book.
Thanks.
We have covered so much today regarding what you do, who you are, the modalities that you use to help support people through their process, through their journey, through their life to be more emotionally and professionally and personally successful. As we come to the close of this interview, my last question is, if you were to give the listeners one tip to help support growth towards self-actualization and understanding their incredible potential, what would that tip be?
It's quite simple, but not always easy, Summer. And that's to remind yourself that you are enough, that you are perfectly and perfect and flossom just as you are. And repeating that to yourself, I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. And the more you tell yourself, the more it sinks in, the more those neural pathways come together. And then you wake up one day and you're like, well, of course I'm enough. But sometimes we have to be reminded of that because of our own histories that kept those fear blinders in place. So when you think new thoughts, you rewire your mind, your heart and spirit, your life will follow.
Thank you, Michelle, for joining me on the Core Women today.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much, Summer. It was really wonderful being here with you.
Thank you so much. You can follow Michelle Molitor on Facebook at Michelle Molitor Coach, on LinkedIn at Michelle Molitor, on Instagram at Rapid Rewire, and at MichelleMolitor.com.
Thank you for joining us on the Core Women Podcast with Dr. Summer Watson. We're so glad you're here and would love to connect more with you. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at Core Women, and on Twitter at Core Women 1. For more about Core Women and Dr. Watson, visit corewomen.com. Want more support and resources for amazing women like you? Great! Join Dr. Watson and Jen Fontanilla at the Life, Love, and Money Collective, a Core Women production that aids in understanding the key traits that might be getting in the way of living a life that you are absolutely passionate about. Connect with Summer and Jen and find out more at thelifeloveandmoney.com.